What's poppin', people? It's Dante making a photograph here of this tree this morning here in the Centennial Arboretum. I'm observing the way that the half part of this tree from the right onwards is that dead, you know, it's dead, decaying. However, the other half is blooming and vibrant and lush, and there's beautiful leaves and flowers and things. And, you know, it reminds me of this sort of duality in life, of life and death, of pleasure and pain, you know, of this sort of notion between light and darkness. And as a photographer and somebody who's very observant of all the different patterns in nature and human behavior, whether I'm studying the light and the way that it falls upon surfaces, or the way that people move and gesture and sort of interact on the streets, you know, I find this sort of dichotomy between order and chaos to be at the forefront of how I perceive and think about the world, right? So essentially, we're flesh, right? We cut, we bleed, we feel sorrow, pain, and greed. We're sort of imperfect in our nature. We have a finite timeline. But ultimately, I find that's what makes us so divine. You know, it's that simple fact that we are here on this earthly plane for a temporary amount of time. And recognizing that is very powerful. Recognizing that finite timeline, that sort of inner human nature, that we are these imperfect sort of flesh things that have a bag of bones and skin, and you know, we're a physical body, an embodied reality, is, I think, important to remember. This morning, however, I was finishing my prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel, and I thought about the name Michael and what it means. It means to be like God, right? And so what does it mean to be like God? You know, I think it's interesting as a human being to strive to be like God. If you think about Achilles, this archetype, this ancient warrior from Homer's grand epic poem, the Iliad, he was a demigod, right? His mother dipping him into the lake of Styx, or the river Styx, sort of giving him that sort of immortality. However, one fatal flaw being his exposed heel, where inevitably this exposed heel leads him to his death. And so, you know, the idea of striving to be like God, you know, is very empowering in a modern world where we neglect the divine. And so, is it okay? Am I permitted to strive to be like God in this modern world? I think in order to strive to be like God, one must recognize, firstly, that you are imperfect and flesh. But there's this dichotomy that you too have the order within you. You know, you too have that sort of divine signature within the patterns that exist within you, within your skin. You know, you look at the different crevices and creases on your palm. You look at the structure of the lungs and the bloodstream that carries all of the nutrients throughout your body, the sort of intricate patterns in your physical body sort of echo the patterns that are found in nature, whether you're looking at leaves, trees, and all the sort of natural things. And I think recognizing that divine sort of connection through pattern recognition, it's a very simple sort of visual, physical way for you to recognize the divine within all things that are living. And so if we have this divine signature upon us, you know, I think of Jesus Christ, right, and his sort of life on earth. And if we consider Jesus Christ the Son of God in the flesh, this is essentially the divine order of the cosmos, of the world, the Logos, the reason, the Word itself, the Word of God who created everything, coming to flesh. And if the flesh creature that roamed the earth was a divine Son of God manifested in reality, well then, I find power in this notion. And by embodying the teachings and the morals and the ethics and the life of Christ in your everyday life, one can strive to be like God. For ultimately, we all have this divine signature within us. And recognizing that divine signature, that sort of thumbprint of God on you,
well, then you give yourself the permission to strive to be like God, and not in a lofty, sort of elevated way, but in a humble way where you recognize your finite timeline. You recognize that you're here temporarily, but you can also strive to touch the sky. You know, you can have your roots like this tree planted deep into hell and suffering in the earthly plane through sin and pain, lust and greed, and all the sort of worldly things. But you can also have your branches striving up into the sky so that you can then have the sunlight kiss your skin, so that you can have the light, you know, provide photosynthesis and allow you to grow taller. You know, for that is what these trees do, is they extend their limbs upwards to reach the sun and plant their roots downwards so that they can stay there for as long as possible. But inevitably, like these trees, we too will die, and these trees will fall. But I find power in thinking about the human experience in relationship to the divine nature of all things. And ultimately, my goal in this very short lifetime of mine is to shine my light, is to sort of be a light in the dark, to not be afraid to claim that I am great, you know, that I am divine, right? That I can strive, because I think this modern world wants you simply to survive and to sort of just get by and to not shine and to sort of dim your light and to sort of fit in and to put yourself in a box. But I find power in becoming, in change, in evolution, in the imperfection of our design, in the fact that I will fall, but I can get back up, that I will sin, but then I can repent and I can move on and learn from these things. And it's really important, I think, as an artist to perhaps think more about the divine nature of all things, for this to me is where I find my inspiration. It's within God and the divine nature of life itself, for, you know, this really does feel like a miracle, waking up every morning and just being able to, you know, have the simple sensation of touch, of sight, of, you know, the audio that I'm hearing right now, of the birds chirping, you know, the cool breeze, you know, the sun kissing my skin, you know, the ability for me to create. And I'm just really thankful that I'm even here right now to just have this experience in this very moment. And through art and photography, it empowers me, because I know that I can't live forever, but at least I can make a photograph. And maybe as I photograph through my everyday life and make images of what I see and perceive, well, then maybe my soul can reflect in the photographs that we create, and, you know, our soul can live on forever through the artwork and the things that we leave behind. And so, don't shy away from the divine, you know. Yes, we have a finite timeline. We are flesh, bound by gravity, who cut, who bleed, who feel sorrow, pain, and greed, who lust for the flesh of others. But we're also like God.